There was one thing I came across, and I think this is pretty pertinent in a sense that, I mean, for whatever reason this thing happened, it has happened, if we were to believe everything we've seen and heard. What does it do for us? How do we react to it? And there's this guy, I don't know who he is, David Yarnold, he writes for the CNN, and he says, why do birds and their struggles matter so much to people? And they fly, and we dream about flying. We look to birds' migratory and nesting cycles to mark the passage of time and the change of seasons, and their bright plumage and beautiful songs delight us. When birds stop flying, an essential piece of hope falls away from people as well. Apparently, American poet Emily Dickinson said that hope is this thing with feathers, doesn't mean anything. But so this is what we see these birds falling and our hopes fall.
You know, I think that's a perfect way to begin the discussion sort of formally here. So, ladies and gentlemen, my name's James Evan Pilato. I'm your host and webmaster of MediaMonarchy.com. It's in the afternoon here on January 6th and about 8 hours into the future in London, England, where we are joined by writer, researcher Siva Tuva. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Oh, thank you.
The story that exploded on New Year's Day of these mass animal die-offs, and as I was dealing with just all my other holiday involvements and work and all of those kind of things, the story grew way beyond my grasp, and I realized early on that you were keeping pretty good tabs on this story, and we'll include, in the show notes, some of the links to some of the documentation and all the other things that you've collected and I've collected and other folks out there have collected. But I guess if we can, in some kind of simple way, can you get into the mystery of dead birds, fish, and other weird events?
The mystery of it. Well, it certainly is a mystery. It kind of rang in the new year, didn't it? It happened at the stroke of midnight.
It really did.
That was spooky. That was spooky. To me, it feels like trauma. It's like a trauma. That's happened, and there's so much information that's coming out on it, but it's not mentioned in the mainstream media much. It died off after a day, didn't it?
It really did. It did, and that's always something in trying to, be a news monitor, is to pay attention to, maybe what's being covered and what isn't being covered. So you start to wonder, when a story gets a mass amount of coverage, you think, well, maybe that's just covering up something more important that's going on.
I wouldn't be surprised. One hand is doing one thing and you don't watch what the other hand is doing.
But this all seemed to start and originally come out of Arkansas, correct?
Yes. That was the first reports that came in, with thousands of dead birds, starlings. And I don't know why it's starlings. I'm sure there are certain, thoughts about why it's only starlings. But there are other birds that have fallen too.
And we've seen anything from, I believe I've seen stories of doves falling from the sky in Italy.
Yeah. And starlings in Sweden? Or was that blackbirds? No, it was blackbirds and starlings in... Oh, I'm not sure now where they fell.
That's the thing. There's so many of these stories now all swirling around, and it's tough to even keep in mind, what happens where.
Well, there's definitely massive trauma that they have gone through. I mean, there's also someone talking about that these birds might have been dropped by planes. They dropped them.
Huh.
Which I don't know much about that one, but.
Which would tie in to, some of the other speculation swirling around this. Does this connect to some type, what's called geoengineering, or spraying chemicals in the atmosphere for,
yeah,
geoforming?
Yes, yeah. Oh, and you got the EMP, the electromagnetic pulse of, there's lots of earthquakes that's happened in Arkansas recently, just over 500 in the last year or less. It's HAARP. there are meteor showers we're going through, the what are they called?
That's right. The meteor shower that was going on just around, I think, on January 4th. And yeah. We had our solar eclipse at the same exact time. And, of course, we had our lunar and solstice just 2 weeks ago. And we have the discussion of this New Madrid fault that's in the Midwest of America, discussing a possible massive earthquake. And I think even FEMA has discussed a possible earthquake there being due very soon.
Yes. Yeah. I've got a few links on these quadrantids meteor showers. And definitely animals tend to act pretty weirdly when there are like solar eclipses and maybe lunar eclipses as well. So it's difficult to say what can have caused this. But it's definitely happened. It is definitely very, very weird. And it's even weirder when we think about this, what was his name? John P. Wheeler III?
I was just about to ask you of some of the connections that some have made between the story that came out of Delaware. Now, this story has gotten a lot of coverage that kind of surprises me. John P. Wheeler III, ex-Reagan Bush official, a cyber expert, a bio-warfare expert, ends up dead in a landfill in Wilmington, Delaware. And now video has emerged showing him wandering around looking like a confused, disheveled homeless man, carrying one of his shoes, waving away help. You know, it almost reminded me, if you've ever heard of the story of Frank Olson, one main source of somewhat dubious, nature, that he was going to be a whistleblower, that he was going to talk about bioweapons experimentation going on that would be connected to these mass animal die-offs.
Well, he would join a long list of biochemists and scientists that have been bumped off and suffered weird deaths. No, that was definitely weird. And there is some more coming out about some quarrels that he's had with his neighbors. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, something about that, he's had battles with his neighbors about construction, or somebody wants to build something and the neighbors are battling about who's building what. And yeah, some of the news networks have sort of mentioned that as almost as a nudge and a wink to say, oh, well, maybe, the neighbor bumped him off, seems ridiculous.
Yes. So who came out to tell... How does Putin fit into this?
And that's the thing, I think, that has come from that, the one source connecting this death of Wheeler to the animal die-offs, that I think, critics of, and I think their name is Sorcia Fall, and again, I'm not very familiar, but I'm familiar enough to know that, and when you hear some certain names, it's like, that's interesting information, but they maybe aren't fully trustworthy. But then again, that's the caveat in all of alternative media. Who knows exactly what is trustworthy? That's why we all try and share this information to try and suss it all out, for ourselves and everyone else. But tying it in with, some kind of report surrounding Putin that this would be connected.
It's very difficult to... There's definitely something very strange going on, and it's not... It's not natural.
And there are things about secret CIA testing, fanatical eco-terrorists, that it could be any number of things. I know something that has been pointed out that's worth pointing out again is that, of course, we should suspect some type of, black government involvement in this, because they've done it time after time after time after time. We only find out sometimes decades later. Just as we saw a few months ago, sorry to those hundreds of Guatemalans that we gave syphilis to so we could experiment on them.
Yes, Tesla was working on stuff over 100 years ago that could do, instruments or technology that could do what is happening now. And so then we have to think about what do they have now that we don't know about.
Exactly.
I'm also coming across a lot of end times prophecy talk about this, and if it's true that nothing in the, you know, in the big sort of global scheme of things, nothing happens by chance, then this is part of the game. Yeah, and this is the way they start the new year. This is not the last that we've heard of from this story, and it's going to be much bigger, I think.
I think so too.
I'm also seeing that there are alerts from England and LA regarding the pumping up the security. There's like terrorist alerts in England and LA. They've what was that last video I saw? They evacuated a clinic or something. They worried about some, so what was that? I'm not totally up on that one.
It was some kind of biological.
Yep.
Event.
Yeah, that's what they were worried about. So they evacuated some people from a clinic. It was on the news just like right before I started speaking with you.
Mm.
And then there's the alert in England as well. The terrorist alert has gone up. Or so with Heathrow and Luton and all around London. So you know, I wouldn't be surprised if there is this is a way to bring in martial law.
But it seems like it's the slow incremental movement. That in a way, you know, there may not be, you know, stormtroopers rolling down the streets tomorrow, but just with each little event. So
yeah.
Is this just, yeah, I mean, do all of these things kind of tie in, and all of it kind of leads the agenda forward, just kind of tiptoeing forward?
Yes, because what was happened really is like birds are falling, our hopes are falling, and we're in a different state of being. So in a week, maybe 2 weeks' time, something else is going to happen. But because we have gone through this trauma of seeing these birds happening, we're traumatized. The birds are traumatized, and we're traumatized from it. So something, you know, again, I wouldn't be surprised if within a week or two, something else will happen.
I guess the only thing I could sort of speculate that will be the next massive story. I don't know how far or near this is supposed to be, but whenever WikiLeaks is supposed to bust out all their Bank of America information.
Mm-hmm.
So that, I mean, you could see that becoming a massive event. Depends on what's in it. Depends on how the story gets played or spun or played up. You know, something about major financial institutions, you know, and that could domino into other areas.
Mm-hmm. Do you think this is a distraction?
The animal stories?
Yes. Yeah.
No, I don't feel like it is at all, because I don't feel like it's kind of reached that, you know, massive distraction kind of point where, mm-hmm. you know, speaking of WikiLeaks, you know, a story like that, you know, so massive. And again, in my daily life, just being at work, and it was on everybody's lips and people wanted to talk about it. I don't feel like this story has gotten to that point. I don't know. How is it being covered over there?
It was for the first day, there was each newspaper that I was checking in on, whether it was The Guardian, the Mail, or Reuters, or, you know, any of the news sources, they covered it for the first day, and then it sort of slowly died off in the second day. Now there's nothing. Well, it's what's on the front page of most newspapers is probably about what the celebrities did, how wasted they got on New Year's Eve. So, no, it's not being covered at all, and that surprises me.
And I think that's why we're just trying to ask these questions and get more information kind of collected and collated. So I'm glad just to do kind of a quick discussion with you on this. And again, just a quick way to kind of put this information out and to try and spread it out to folks. And like I said, we'll include some of the links to your YouTube channel and some of the other ways that folks, if they want to see some of your writing and collections, and again, just we'll all kind of make connections. Siva, I hope this is the beginning of a longer collaboration between myself and you and Media Monarchy. So I appreciate it.
I would love to. I've lots to learn, and I'm quite excited about it.
I have lots to learn as well, and so that's why we're going to get it all together. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.